with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you like to play chess, or do you prefer to play checkers? Chess or checkers? You may know that chess is a lot harder and more complicated than checkers. But for that very reason, it's far more enjoyable. I recently came across this saying. See if you understand it. Sometimes people say, "He's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers." Do you get it? That means that the chess player grasps the gravity and grace in a given moment, while the checker player only sees and skims the surface. The chess player understands things more deeply. By the way, in the movie Casablanca, do you remember what Humphrey Bogart is doing in the very opening scene when you first see him? He's playing chess. And more remarkably, he's playing chess against himself. There's no one else on the other side of the chessboard. In fact, throughout the whole movie, Bogey is playing chess with everyone else. He's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers as he anticipates and moves people around on the chessboard of the city of Casablanca. Now in chess, which piece is the most preeminent and most powerful? Do you know? It's obviously the queen. She can move in multiple directions and glide gracefully from one end of the board all the way to the other. In the real-life chess game that Bogart played in Casablanca, who was his queen? It was Ingrid Bergman. And his love for her motivated every move that he made. Those who play chess rather than checkers always realize the role and the respect given to the queen. Well, we will understand the scriptures a little bit better today if we played chess rather than checkers. What do I mean? Well, throughout the Bible, we hear about an institution called the Gebirah, or the Queen Mother. In the Old Testament, after King David himself, the second most prominent and powerful person in the kingdom was Bathsheba, the queen. No one had more influence in the royal court than the queen, just like on the chessboard. That's why Psalm 45 today says, "The queen stands at your right hand, at the king's right hand, arrayed in gold." And then in the first reading, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, John sees what's happening in heaven. A great sign appeared in the sky. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Who is she? She's a queen. She's wearing a crown. And in the gospel, Elizabeth says, as she greets Mary, "How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth sees Mary as the Gebirah, the queen mother of Jesus, the King of Kings. You see, just like Bogey in Casablanca, so too King David, John, and Elizabeth are playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, because they know who the queen is. On this feast of the Assumption, the church invites us to start playing a little chess rather than so much checkers, spiritually speaking. That is, try to catch the complexity of Catholicism, which is organized more like a chessboard than checkers. And then you'll realize the role and the respect that we accord to Mary, why we respect her and love her so much. She is the Queen Mother for us. Indeed, the whole of creation is laid out more like chess, with kings and queens and knights and pawns and castles. And John sees that this holds true in heaven as well as on earth. Few have understood how Catholicism is more like chess rather than checkers than G.K. Chesterton, because he understood Mary. Mary was the reason he became Catholic. He wrote this: "The instant I remembered the Catholic Church, I remembered her, Mary. When I tried to forget the Catholic Church, I tried to forget her," meaning Mary. G.K. Chesterton insisted on playing chess instead of checkers in his spiritual life, and that's why he couldn't help but become Catholic. Why? Because when you play chess, you know how powerful the queen is. Praised be Jesus Christ.